Billy the Kid is in court today. Not the actual Billy the Kid, of course, but a lawyer appointed by a governor to represent him. The court case in New Mexico not only has bearing on Billy the Kid's legend, it also threatens the money that the kid still brings into the state. At issue is where Billy the Kid is buried. Most historians say Fort Sumner, New Mexico. As legend has it, that's where the fugitive was gunned down in 1881 by a sheriff avenging the death of two deputies. But other men soon claimed to be the Kid and said they evaded that sheriff. Their grave sites are in Texas, Arizona, Mexico, even London. Modern-day investigators in New Mexico want to settle the issue once and for all. To begin, they want DNA samples from Billy the Kid's mother, who's buried across the state in Silver City. But Silver City is against the plan. The city's lawyers say there is no certainty exactly where the mother is buried, and exhuming the body would disturb other grave sites in the historical landmark. Now everyone seems to be talking about the kid.
Everybody here has a different theory on this. New Mexicans are fascinated by this story. Everybody believes they have a dog in the hunt.
John Henry is the director of marketing for New Mexico's tourism department. His state does have a dog in the hunt in the form of tourism dollars.
Billy the Kid is the most well-known New Mexican, and while this investigation is clearly not about a tourism promotion, we're definitely reaping the benefits of this. The largest gain in tourism in the last year was in Silver City, which was a 12.9% rise in tourism, and a lot of that, if not most of it, has got to do with their association with Billy the Kid.
Billy the Kid's legend extends far beyond New Mexico. Since 1930, dozens of movies have been made about him, starring Roy Rogers, Audie Murphy, Paul Newman, Marlon Brando. Aaron Copland composed music for a ballet, Billy the Kid. Billy the Kid never danced a ballet, that is more or less certain. But there is one more controversy that stands to add to the Kid's myth. In late 1880, outlaw Billy the Kid was apprehended for murder and offered a pardon in return for testimony in another case. He cooperated, but New Mexico's territorial governor reneged. The Kid escaped jail, killing two deputies in the process, and was soon gunned down. New Mexico's current governor, Bill Richardson, wants to reopen the question of Billy the Kid's guilt.
We just want to get to the truth. I'm not saying Billy's innocent. Let's launch an investigation and see where this ends up.
Governor Richardson appointed a lawyer for Billy the Kid earlier this month to look into a pardon, a move the lawyer for Silver City says the governor has no legal right to do. New Mexico stands to win whatever the outcome. Two documentaries are currently being produced on the legend of Billy the Kid.